And my name is Brian Black. I am president of the National Pork Producers Council. I'm a pork producer from Canal, Winchester, Ohio.
Okay, now we're here at World Pork Expo 2008, the 20th anniversary of this event. Tell me why, first of all, we've been here for 20 years now. Why is this event so important to the pork industry?
Well, I think it gives the industry, not only the U.S., but around the world, a place to come to get the latest technology and information, and maybe even more than that, to meet fellow producers and be able to interact with them and share common concerns, see the latest technology, hear the best in marketing information and economic information, and listen to the experts as we go through this industry.
Now, we talked a little bit about the state of the pork industry right now. Tell me a little bit about where we're at.
Well, we're in a very difficult situation. Unlike past years when we've had low hog prices that has been the cause of the problem, this year or this time around it's completely different. We've got very strong hog prices, but our problem is very, very high input costs. Our the price of corn in the last 11 months has gone up over 150%. Soybean meal has gone up over 100%. And when 70% of the cost of producing a pig derives from feed, you can see that we've got a very serious situation on our hands.
And the cost of energy also is an issue for you, right?
Very much so. I mean, you know, just like any other business, we've got electricity, propane to heat our buildings. We've got transportation issues. At least for me on the eastern Corn Belt side, we've got about a 5.5 or 6 hour ride to get pigs to market. Those prices have increased. So, you know, we're looking, and we're not like any other industry or even like, you know, consumers that are paying $4 a gallon for gas. It affects our bottom line, and it's a very difficult situation.
But as we also talked about, exports are really a success story for the pork industry.
Yes, to coin a phrase, I think exports are saving our bacon right now because they have increased. They're 40% higher than a year ago this time. In fact, in February, the U.S. exported one out of every five pigs that it raised. So exports have been tremendous. I think you can look at the low value of the dollar as contributing to that, but also just the whole concept that people around the world, their economic condition have increased or changed, and they want to eat meat. A lot of times they're moving away from a grain-based diet or rice or beans and moving up to wanting meat. And if they got more money in their pocket, they're going to eat a better diet or a meat-based diet. And we think that's one thing that is contributing to the record export prices.
Mm-hmm. Now, here at Pork Expo, one of the great things, as you said, is the ability to see new products, new technology out there for pork producers. We're here at the Novus International booth at World Pork Expo. How many exhibitors are here? And once again, tell us how this is received by the pork industry. You get pork producers not just from all over the country, but from all over the world here.
We have tremendous help and support from our allied industry, companies like Novus that come in and support the U.S. pork industry and National Pork Producers Council because they see the value of National Pork Producers Council being a public policy arena for pork producers and for us to be able to go out and tell our story to legislators and public policy makers. But it has been an extremely well-received thing. I think we're getting the producers to the exhibitors. We've got 400 exhibitors and almost 700 booth space scattered out throughout this wonderful fairgrounds. And you know, the hospitality tents that have come on here in the last 4 or 5 years, that people can really relax, you know, talk at their leisure, and it's just a real nice environment for producers to come and talk. Our exhibitors are happy because they're getting to see the clients that they want to see, and it's just a great event.
Now, with the profit margins being squeezed as much as they are, when we're looking at new programs for producers, new products, what are some of the biggest challenges right now that you have in terms of production that you're having to face, in terms of disease issues, that kind of thing? What are your biggest challenges right now?
Well, you know, I think probably the biggest challenge is to remain as efficient as we possibly can, to be as lean and mean, to either increase the profits in this particular time here in early June, but also to reduce losses later on down the road. And so, you know, from a health standpoint, I think things like Circle Virus vaccine over the last 12 months have created an enormous advantage for producers in this country. I think one economist told me recently that had it not been for Circle Virus vaccine, we probably had about the right size U.S. inventory as far as sow numbers to supply, and we wouldn't have the supply problem that we do right now. But we're just very fortunate in that respect that we've got probably the healthiest U.S. swine herd in history. And people are, our producers are doing a great job. If you give them the tools, they're going to produce. And so I think it's hats off to companies like Novus and others that are exhibiting here that's really helped.
And you said that as far as cost of production is concerned, the U.S. is the low-cost producer now?
Yeah, we even rival areas like Brazil as far as low-cost production. MPPC took a trip to the EU last fall. It was a very eye-opening experience. We've got areas, let's say in Spain, for example, that have to import Brazilian non-GMO corn for, at that time, back in November, when we were, I think, at maybe $4.50 a bushel, they were well over $9 a bushel. So you can see how much of a competitive advantage the U.S. has in compared to other countries around the world.
I'd like you also, when we talk about the energy issue, the feed cost issue, when you were asked specifically about ethanol during the press conference, I appreciated your comments that you really weren't pointing blame at any one area. Tell me about what you think is right now as far as the biofuels issue is concerned.
Well, I think it bears being repeated. Ethanol certainly is another market for corn that wasn't here a year ago, but we've got worldwide demand for not only corn but soybeans and wheat and everything else. You look at the Australian drought that occurred and dropped world wheat supplies to all-time lows. All those things factor into making commodity prices high. It's just unfortunate that the livestock industry is the one sector of agriculture that is bearing the brunt of these high prices, because we for years have used grain and grain commodities and value added into pork production, and this time around it's the other way around, that we're devaluating grain at this particular time by putting it into corn or putting it into hogs.
And do you think now, Joy Philippi was talking about the farm bill and some of the provisions that are in there, it might help us get away from traditional corn-based ethanol, and in some ways that the pork industry can help with that and get using methane production for fuel. Do you think that maybe we're going to move away from that and things will start to maybe level out as far as using corn-based ethanol?
Well, I'm not sure, you know, what the time frame will be on that, but certainly there is dollars available in the farm bill for methane digestion of hog waste, hog manure. I know there's some trials in North Carolina where they're covering lagoons and harvesting methane and selling that electricity back on the grid. So those are innovative ways that I think that we as an American people can look at biofuels. And I think we're ingenious enough to figure this problem out. I think we might have gone too far too fast in the ethanol business for pork producers' likings, but I think at the end of the day, hopefully, we're going to strike a balance.
All right, finally, to wrap it all up, how many people do you think you're expecting here? The weather right now is gorgeous, and what do you think we're looking at as far as attendance here at World Pork?
Well, I think the preliminary numbers were hopefully around 30,000 to 40,000. We're going to be able to have a much more detailed number on that because of our pre-registration process this year, and we're going to have a database which I'm sure our exhibitors are going to like to. They're going to know exactly who's here, but from Ohio, we always tout that the Ohio State Fair is the biggest fair in the country, and Texas usually disputes that. But, you know, one time, you know, anybody and everybody was counted and counted and counted, and, you know, we always had a million people or something come. So we're probably going to have a more reflective or actual number this year than in years past. But needless to say, I think we're looking for a good crowd. I hope the weather holds out for us. But even if it doesn't, producers aren't going to hold back from coming.
Well, we certainly are getting off to a good start. Well, thank you very much, Brian Black, NPPC President. I'm Cindy Zimmerman, reporting from World Pork Expo.